Good evening, this is Linda, and this is Soul in the City, where we inspire to go higher and higher. Kind of been on a hiatus a little bit and going through and just having some things go on in my life. What can I say? But I will be having the shows. You can look on, and I'll be posting when I'm having a show. We'll eventually next month get to having the shows once again every Sunday at 7:30 Central Time. So today we'll be talking about surrendering your will to the will of God and how that links to purpose and destiny. Before we start, though, we're going to listen to some music because you know how we do it. We're going to listen to I Surrender All by C.C. Wyant. And here we go. I Surrender All. I love that song. It talks about surrendering all to God, all to thee, my blessed Savior, my God, I surrender all. You know, and when we think of surrender, and a part of the definition of surrender is defeat. Like, we become defeated in this society if we surrender. And sometimes surrender can be defeat, and sometimes it can be allowing a higher power, a power greater than yourself, to come into place and to take over a situation. So sometimes surrender is not defeat. Actually, sometimes surrender is victory. Before we even get started on a discussion, let's take a moment to breathe, to just pray, and to lift up our spirits to God. So we're going to take a couple deep breaths. Releasing all the tensions from today. We'll take another. Abba, our all in all, our God, our supreme intelligence, our all in all, I take this moment to surrender myself to you. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable to thy sight, O Lord, my strength, my God. Speak through me today. I surrender all. And as I speak, I open it up to the audience that we surrender our problems, our concerns, our dreams, and our desires. We lay them at your feet, and we surrender them to you, knowing that we are giving these things, our desires, our hopes, our dreams, to the highest power of the universe, and that your will for us is only good. So when we surrender these things to you, we are surrendering it to the highest good for our lives. So we take our hands off our families, our worries, our concerns, our hopes, our dreams, our desires, and we give them to you. We open up our hands, Father, God, Abba, and we take our hands off of these things and we give them up to you. In the precious name of Jesus, amen. And so, surrender. Let's just take a pause about surrendering, you know, because a certain part of surrender is giving up control, your control. And a lot of times we hold on to things so tightly, trying to control the situation. We hold on to relationships. We hold on to our finances. We hold on, you know, we're just holding. I'm speaking to this because at certain points this is happening to me. I'm holding on to this, trying to hold on to that, and we are trying to control it, and we're not quite getting what we need or what we want, and we're in this space, in this place sometimes because we don't give it over to God. Because he is really in control. No matter how we control another person, a situation, a thing, or whatever, ultimately God is in control. And until we learn that lesson, things just seem to repeat in our lives. You either get in relationships that basically this is a new face but the same situation and the same person, or you keep bumping your head against certain walls when you don't surrender and you think you're controlling the situation, but basically you're just bumping and you're at a dead end and you're bumping your head up against the wall. Let's talk about surrender, what the word means. You know, and it is that surrender, that defeat, which, you know, so many of us, we link that to failure, but not always, because sometimes surrendering is the best possible thing you can do, especially when you're surrendering it, the situation, the outcome of something to God. Surrender is to forego the power or possession of another or a thing, to give it up to the power of God is what we're talking about in this instance. So it's to forego the power or possession of another. It's a give up or to agree to. It is so difficult sometimes to surrender. You know, even it is difficult, and I'm guilty of this. I'm speaking to myself also. It is difficult to surrender things over to God, even when you say, I surrender this to God, but a part of you still kind of holds on. But, Lord, you know, I'm just going to hold on to this little teeny part right here. But to give it up, it's difficult. But it can be done, and when you do it, you get such peace. We're coming from one of the scriptures in Romans 12:1. I appeal to you, brethren, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your spiritual worship. You know, it's in Romans, and he's saying, I'm appealing to you, brother, by the mercies of God. You know, surrender, and God knows sometimes the difficulty in surrendering and giving up things to him. He knows that, and his mercy just streams forward to you at that point. At that point, when you actually make the choice, when you actually take your hands off a situation or person or thing and say, Lord, I give this to you. I surrender this to you. It is an act of worship, actually, and to give your life. God, I surrender my life, my hopes, my dreams, my desires. That's where I am. I open up. I'm not clenched fist holding on to anything. I open myself up to you, and I surrender. I stretch my hands to thee, no other help I know. You know, you open up yourself, and you surrender your heart, your love. You give it all to God, and you know, we think of worship all sometimes as the songs, but to really surrender everything to God is a powerful act of worship. Woo! It is. It's an act of worship to surrender all your hopes, your dreams, your desires, and all to God. And this worship is actually one of the most powerful forms of worship. Because it's offering all of who you are. It's your best gift giving to that. And it touches the heart of God. And he pours down mercy and blessings and guidance to you when you make this worship act of giving yourself. As it says, I give myself as a living sacrifice to you, God. I sacrifice everything I have, all that I am, and I give it to you. But, you know, it's a part in the Bible that says this is my reasonable service. Because everything I am, everything I hope and the desire, when I give it to you, it really is a reasonable service because you're going to turn it around for my highest good. So I'm giving not necessarily to give back, but you give back because you are just so, you long for that kind of worship from me. He longs for that kind of relationship with you. So when you give of yourself, I give you my all. Everything that I have is in me. All that you've given me, all that you've purposed me to be on this earth, I give it to you. And it's a boomerang effect because he gives back. He only wants good for us and to give good to us. So when you give your all, your you, all of you to him, it produces a boomerang effect, and your highest good returns back to you hundredfold, 10,000-fold, because you touch his heart in a very special place when you can surrender all to him. It is a very powerful act. You know, and when we can't surrender, when we try to hold on to that control ourselves, you know, things just don't, we usually end up making bad choices. Things just don't work out like we would like them to be. We become frustrated. You have that need to control. When actually, like I said, he is in control. And you'll learn in life that, you know, there are certain things that you can do to make good choices and it brings a good result. But ultimately, you don't have control. And sometimes when you learn that, it's a good place to be. As I said before, sometimes when we don't surrender, we end up hitting our head against this block, a roadblock, and we maybe repeat situations in our lives over and over again, and we may make the same mistake over and over again. And one of the powerful things when you reach those places, you know, when you, the same thing, until you get tired, till you get to that place where I am tired of this. As they say, I'm tired of being tired. But when you keep on doing that same old thing, this is a place where you're supposed to be learning some lessons. And when you keep repeating that same place over again, this is where you should stop and say, what am I to learn here? God, show me what I'm supposed to learn. And I give it up. I give it, because at a certain point, you're going to hit your head. You hit your head, and trust me, I've been at this point. You hit your head so many times at that same place that you begin to hurt. And it's at that place of hurt that you know the only thing that you can do is surrender it to God. And sometimes you feel defeated in that moment. But really, that's a place of victory, because that's when you can turn a situation over. You can turn around and see and make new choices. I give you, Lord, I give you this. Guide me in this. Show me the way. And when you do that, that's a place of destiny, because that's when you surrender it to God, you give it to Him, and you can be assured that's the place where you meet your destiny and purpose. That's the place where things are turned around and He guides your steps, as we say, order my steps. When you give it to God in that place where you feel so defeated, so hurt, so lost, when you say, God, take this over, help me through this place, that is a place where purpose can be met. And then when we surrender, when we give it to God, things, you know, these great things can happen. First, He only wants good for us. You know, we serve a good God. I am so tired of Christians, you know, portraying God, Abba. That's my relationship. Portraying Abba as this mean, gonna get you God, when He's a good God. He's a loving God. He knows our weaknesses. He knows our strengths. And He's a forgiving God. He's a merciful God. But He allows us to meet the consequences of our choices, because that's what good parents do. At a certain point, even as a parent, and I've experienced this, I have two beautiful daughters, love them to life. Words are powerful, and I cancel that. But love them to life. But there are certain times when you, and they're both adults now, you know, young adults, I have to allow them to make the choices in their lives. I have to take my hands off. I have given and poured into them all that I can, and now I have to allow them to make the choices. And also, at certain points, to you know, wherever the consequences of those choices lead, that they have to go through that. Some things you have to go through to gain an understanding of a better way, you know. So even as parents, you know, that's the beginning of us learning, that is when we have to allow our children to be who they are and to sometimes hit their head on the wall so that they can see, oh, that's not a great way to go, or this is not. You can give them the information. You can pass on the wisdom. But ultimately, it is their lives, and there's some point in when they become adults that you got to take your hands off. And God does the same thing. You know, He's good. I'm here for you. I am always going to love you. I'm merciful, and I'm great, and I am there for you. And I give you those little whispers. Even when we make wrong choices and wrong decisions, there is usually some time in our head, we either shut it down sometimes, but there is always this little place that is like, this might not be the best thing. I don't know about this. Or you got those little warning signs along the way, but you ignored them. Those were nudgings of the Holy Spirit that this might not be the best way. But He's merciful and good. But we have to understand that, you know, when we make choices, then the choices and the consequences, be good or bad, consequences reliable. We live through those. So When we surrender to God, we do come to a place of peace. That's one of the positives. That's one of the great things about it. You can finally, when you get to a place that you, God, I give you this. You know, I give you this situation. I give you this person. A peace will come over you. So you come to a place of peace. As in Job 22:21, submit to God. You will have peace. They will go well, and things will go well for you. You begin to walk in the purpose of God for your life when you surrender to God. It's in that place of surrender, as I was talking, that you usually meet purpose. Your steps are ordered. It just comes to you. The Holy Spirit starts showing you the way out of that thing. You connect with your destiny. Apostle Paul, when he surrendered, and as a result, God did a marvelous work in his lives when he surrendered himself to the work and to the will of God. You know, he at first was, you know, there when Stephen was martyred, you know, and he was the main figure in all of that. And then when he met Jesus in that Damascus experience, and that place of surrender is a Damascus experience for a lot of us when you are at that crossroad in your life and God is telling you something. I know I've been there. God is calling me to something different, and it's so different sometimes that you don't know what to do. You really don't. You kind of want to stay in the familiar place. When God is calling you sometimes to your destiny, you look at that, and it's sometimes when you look at it, it looks like it's an unbelievable place, and you don't know how you're going to do it. But you're not going to do it in your own strength. You're going to do it in the strength and the will of God. But when you're in that Damascus road experience, because Paul, when Jesus came to him and said, "Why are you persecuting me, Paul?" And then he called him to do what he was, you know, really going against others to do, to follow Christ, to preach his word when he was martyred, when he was, you know, basically going after Christians, you know, pretty much sometimes causing their demise. But when God called him at that Damascus Road experience, when he called him to do his will, he had to surrender. That Damascus Road experience is a point of surrendering your will to the will of God. And this is where I'm talking about. This is where destiny and purpose is connected. When you finally commit to your will, and sometimes God will for you, when you see that picture or you hear him telling you, "I want you to do this," in your mind, it may seem impossible for you in your strength. But with God, all things are possible, because he doesn't want you to do it in your strength. He wants you to do it in his strength. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. He's inside of you. So everything that he calls you to, he has those gifts laid down inside of you, sometimes latent gifts that you didn't even know you had. But when you surrender your will to his will, those gifts can come out powerfully from you to service to the world, because that act of surrender taps into the power of God in you. So in Galatians 2:20, it says, "That it is no longer I who live, Christ who lives in me." So it's no longer I who live, but it's Christ in me. "This life that I now live by faith in the Son of God." You know, Paul is saying, I live this life now by faith in God and his Son who loved me and gave his life for me. "So God so loved the world, he gave his only Son, that whosoever believed in him shall not perish but have everlasting life." But the Holy Spirit lives in you. And so when you surrender, it's no longer you who live this life, as Paul said, but God who lives in me. He shines out of you. And all that he is and all this latent power from the Holy Spirit starts pouring out from you in the act of service to his other children as a way shower. Just as Jesus was a way shower for us, you become a disciple and a way shower. When we surrender to God's will, the choices become clearer. You know, the way in which you should go. It just, it's like you're walking down this path and you haven't surrendered and there's all these bushes and everything really blocking the path that you should go and which way you should go. But the moment you say, God, show me, I surrender all to you, it's like the path is cleared and you can suddenly see the way in which you're supposed to go. Your vision gets clear. Your wisdom, when you surrender to God, wisdom, discernment, and all these gifts of the Spirit, joy, peace, they come flowing forth and it lightens your path as you go on to the path of God. You know, what do we surrender when we surrender? When we surrender our prayer life, our hopes, our dreams, our desires, our circumstances, be they good, bad, or whatever. We surrender our whole self as a living sacrifice, as the Romans says. And it's my reasonable service. It's an act of worship. I give this all to you, God. I'm so in. I give myself totally to you. And it's giving of your whole self. Like I said, it's the prayer life. It's our dreams. It's our hopes. It's our desires. It's our circumstances. That's what you're giving when you surrender. You know, Charles Fillmore, in one of his books, talked about like 12 dimensions of man, that when we basically give ourselves to God, we come into these powerful 12 dimensions of ourselves. And some of the, and he calls them centers, he describes them, these centers of ourselves, or these dimensions of who we are as beings, become powerfully out, provided. And these centers are faith, strength, judgment, love, power, imagination, understanding, your will, order, renunciation. And with renunciation, he's talking about elimination, letting go of things that no longer serve you. So let's talk about that. When we tap into these 12 centers of man, your faith center, that is the center where you have faith. A part of giving up your will to the will of God takes an act of faith. You know, you just got to let it go and let God, as we say. But that takes an act of faith. And what it does, the moment you surrender your will to God, you activate that faith. And you can then begin to walk on out on things that you never thought you were possible to do. It was possible for you, that it was possible to do, because your faith has then therefore been multiplied when you surrender your will to God. Then strength. It is that strength is the energy of God. That's deposited in you via the Holy Spirit. And as you surrender, God multiplies the strength in you to do what it is he's called you to do on this earth realm. Judgment. That then for, that center of judgment in man is then outpoured, and you begin to have good judgment. You walk and you make better decisions, better choices, which affects your life in a more positive way. Love is multiplied when you surrender your real will to God. I mean, you begin to love others. You begin to accept others and see others as they are unconditionally. You begin to love as Christ loved, because that center in you is activated. Power, you become powerfully who God created you to be. And there's a power and a strength now in you that you didn't have before you surrendered to God. Imagination, you know, you become creative. You begin to imagine, and that imagination brings out rightful desires. You begin to desire these things that God really has poured into you, because it's part of your purpose and your destiny. You gain new understanding of things, a new understanding and a wisdom about things. You begin to understand things. You know, you develop a wisdom and a discernment. Somebody comes up to you, honey, and you can just see. I can see all through that when they're, especially when they're coming up to you with a bunch of, you know what, a bunch of crap. You begin to see and discern that whole situation. People may not understand how you could understand that, but the Holy Spirit is activated in you, and you can see from afar where they're coming from, you know? Or you can see and discern that somebody's heart is really good. Maybe they're in a situation that affects you, and they may have done something, but you understand that they really didn't mean it, and you begin to see their heart. There is a new understanding. That center is downloaded in you, and it's multiplied. Will. You develop a will power. You know, we call that will power. But when you give your will over to God, then he wills good for you. And that's what comes into you. That's what is attracted to you. Your life becomes a place of order. Things start becoming order, and all the disorder and the drama just kind of slips away. And then you get to a point, honey, and I am there in my life, that drama is, you know, anything that has to do with drama, I just don't even want to fool with it. And if I meet somebody and it seems like that what they bring is a bunch of drama, I just don't have time for it. So order becomes a part of your life. You try to do things in a way of order. And as I said before, renunciation, where basically that means to eliminate those things in your life that does not bring good and is not for the highest good of your life. You know, sometimes that's relationships, that may be a job that's no longer serving you. It just, you begin to eliminate those things that don't bring order and are not for the highest good of your life. So pretty much as I come to a close, just surrendering your will to the will of God, it's a powerful act. It's a powerful place of worship, and it brings out a powerful place in you where destiny and purpose meet. That is pretty much all I have for today. We're going to go back out with CeCe Winans, such a beautiful song, because as you surrender your will to God, this powerful act of worship becomes a place where you can become powerfully who God created you to be. You know, have a great week this week. Think about some of the things I've said. The Holy Spirit really spoke some things through me. I felt him in me, really pouring out some things. Be blessed because you are. Be powerful because you are. You serve a powerful God who lives inside of you. What else can you be but powerfully you? Be blessed and have a blessed week. We're going to go back, and we're going to hear I Surrender All by CeCe Winans as we go out. Be blessed and have a good week. This is Soul in the City, where we desire to go higher and higher in the spirit. Be blessed. Yeah.